This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Jump in on this conversation and let us know if Hannah's on the verge of being rude to the rest of the Brett Mega Show here. When you heat up food at the office, what is like the office etiquette? Can you take it into a universal area, like at a cubicle? Hannah wants to start like making breakfast casseroles that probably stink and then bring them back into a small studio and the rest of us would have to smell it. Would that be considered rude? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. I mean, girls got to eat, but also, do we have to smell it when you work in a close proximity of other people? What's the office etiquette?
Yeah, so I'm a big back. I'll be the first one to admit it. I love my food. This is like, you know, morning time, breakfast time. And you guys know I've been big on my cottage cheese kick, but I wanted to switch it up and do an egg casserole in the morning. I think it'd be easier to like keep here at work. And apparently it might be a problem.
It's so rude.
I'm all for it.
It's the rudest thing ever.
This seems like something that I'm surprised I'm not already doing.
I know. Isn't it a perfect idea?
Yes.
Terrible idea. You can't.
We can split it.
You immediately said something to Kevin as soon as you walked in. Like, why does it smell like alcohol in here? Because Kevin had some wipes. When you work in close proximity, you have to heat up food and then leave it in the break room.
I think the only reason you're against this is because you don't eat anything during the show.
No, I think this is office etiquette. Like, not really about the food. You cannot, I think, in any office, not just like a radio studio that is like smaller. We work in like really, it's like a 5x5 box. But like, if you work in an office and you heat up the food and then you take it back to your cubicle and then you work in the person next to you.
When else am I supposed to eat?
That's rude. You got to eat during.
Before, after.
We got a long show. I'm a hungry girl.
You can't. Then you got to eat non-sticky foods. There's things you cannot heat up in an office microwave,
as
too. You can just bring in fish.
As long as it doesn't reek, like whatever Hannah brought in that one time that just smelled horrible.
Oh, so now you have
I'm
a problem
okay
with it.
If it smells bad, if it smells good, fair game. Whatever she brought in the last time was so bad.
But see, that's the problem. Yeah, because you don't know. Yeah. You don't know if it's going to smell good or bad.
Yeah.
And it's not, and it's,
you got to have a trial run.
No, I don't think so.
And a casserole does not smell
and
good.
A breakfast casserole?
Yeah, that doesn't
Who
smell
Who doesn't
good?
Like a breakfast casserole? When I bring it in, you are not allowed to have a sliver, a bite. Don't even look at it.
You can't bring it in the studio. The listeners are going to weigh in on this. They're going to make the final decision.
Hannah,
you've
already gotten complaints with other people in the building.
People
about
have complained the
smell.
About it.
You are always complaining about Hannah's food.
Yeah.
Yes. This is my point because it's rude. All right. Do you have this problem at the office? Is there a Hannah at your office that's bringing in smelly food, heating it up, and constantly just making other people sick when they're trying to work?
Oh, whatever.
855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. What's the office etiquette when heating up food? Is Hannah on the verge of doing something rude to the rest of the Brett Mega Show? To the rest of the office? to the rest of the Odyssey community. 855-444-MEGA. When it comes to office etiquette, can you eat stinky foods in the office? Does it have to stay in the break room? Can you bring it back to your cubicle? When we work in a radio studio, do you think it's okay for Hannah to heat up food and then bring it into the studio? We all have to smell it. I was thinking about this too. The other thing, AB.
Oh, here we go.
Because you had said, as long as it doesn't smell, what if it smells delicious? That could be more rude, actually.
Then I think just, that's fine.
No, then your mouth waters, and then we don't even get to indulge it. I would actually probably rather it stunk, and then I'd be like, well, I don't even want this. But now I have to smell this delicious, amazing food, and then she just indulges it in
well,
front of me?
Well, then maybe
that's
it'll
rude.
Push you to make your own casserole for the next week.
No, screw that.
We're
no.
going to be casseroled up because I know AB's excited.
Yes.
It
is so rude. Well, we'll see what the people have spoken, okay? Julie, do you think this would be considered rude? We're going to let you call the shot here if this is considered rude or not. Final decision here, Julie. Judge Julie.
You all are going to be smelling stinky food. Bye.
She said, you don't think it's rude.
I'll share the recipe with you, Julie.
When you hired her, it was not in the job description that you can't bring in stinky food.
I feel like
what's good for one may stink to the other. You mm-hmm. all just going to have to deal.
I can't monitor what everybody else's senses are going to be. I promise you, you do not want to do a show with me when I'm hangry.
HR everywhere is not going to be doing like job interviews. Like, so what type of food do you like to heat up in the office? That's going to be part of the hiring process.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.